ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. The Democratic candidates have already moved on to New Hampshire. I'm Dave Anthony, still unsure who won the Iowa caucuses.
We're going to walk out of here with our share of delegates.
Well, Joe Biden's hopeful. Bernie Sanders is confident he did very, very well. And Pete Buttigieg said,
"We know by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation."
Well, the votes are still being counted. Fox's Griff Jenkins is in Des Moines.
The headquarters of the Iowa Democratic Party, the lights are on, but no one is home. A sign on the door saying they're tabulating results elsewhere. Apparently was this app, a new app that failed, along with a new system of tabulating three results.
President Trump tweeted about the chaos, calling it an unmitigated disaster. He coasted to an easy win in the Republican caucuses, 97% of the vote in Iowa. Bill Weld, Joe Walsh, he's got about 1%. Now, tonight, the president's expected to tell us on primetime TV the state of the union is strong. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president expected to put forth a vision of what administration officials call relentless optimism in his third State of the Union address. But White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham on Fox and Friends declined to say whether the president plans to address impeachment during the speech.
People want to hear what the president has done for this country and what he's planning to do for this country. So it will be very forward-facing. It will be very optimistic.
The speech will focus heavily on health care access, prescription drug costs, immigration policy, a so-called blue-collar boom, and national security. Dave?
Well, John, tomorrow the president's expected to be acquitted at the impeachment trial. Closing arguments wrapped up with House Democrat prosecutor Adam Schiff saying to senators,
"What are the odds, if left in office, that he will continue trying to cheat? I will tell you, 100%.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz told Fox,
"This is nuts. You would be frustrated. You'd be angry. These can't."
America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The coronavirus, now blamed for 425 deaths in China. There are more than 20,000 cases, 11 confirmed in the U.S. The first patient, though, has been released from a hospital in Washington State.
The 35-year-old man is still not being named, but thanked his caretakers at Providence Regional Medical Center in Everett. The date of his release has also not been reported. He was hospitalized after returning home from China and getting sick last month. The patient, in a statement, said he's now at home and continuing to get better.
Fox's Gernal Scott, a man in Iran accused of being a CIA asset, condemned to die.
Iran saying its highest court has confirmed a death sentence for an Iranian man convicted of spying for the United States. The Iranian judiciary identifying him as Amir Rahimpour and saying he'll be executed soon. Iranian state media quotes one official accusing the man of receiving money from the CIA to share details of Iran's nuclear program. Iran also saying two charity workers who are facing similar charges have been jailed for 15 years each. Simon Owen, Fox News.
A man is under arrest in Arizona, but not for a crime he committed there. He's accused of murder in Iraq.
Ali Youssef Ahmed Al-Nouri was arrested as part of an extradition request by the Iraqi government, which charged him in the shooting deaths of two police officers 14 years ago. Court records unsealed Monday revealed details of the two attacks 4 months apart, where armed men who were wearing masks jumped out of cars, fired at the officers, and ran off. Al-Nouri was identified by witnesses in both shootings because the witnesses in the first attack say he wasn't wearing a mask. In the second, they say he was identified because his mask fell off. off. A court appearance for al-Nouri is set for Tuesday in Phoenix. Lisa Lacera, Fox News.
On Wall Street, could see some big gains at the opening bell this hour. Dow futures are up 360 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A woman was hurt in a shooting in North Champaign. Police responded to reports of gunfire in the 1500 block of Hedge Road on Sunday morning. A little while later, police were told a woman had arrived at a local hospital with a single non-life-threatening gunshot wound. No word of any arrests. An Urbana alderman is stepping down. Harold Dean Hazen is resigning, resignation effective February 25th. He was elected to the council in 2017 on a four-year term. The mayor says the city will take applications to fill his position until February 21st. Then they'll do interviews with candidates. The state says Illinois dispensaries sold nearly $40 million worth of cannabis last month. The Department of Financial and Professional Regulation announced sales totaled $39.2 million for January, and over 970,000 items were sold by dispensaries across the state. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
All right, an eye on the weather for tomorrow. ESPN 93.5. It's your three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Cloudy and windy today, Stevie. We've got a 20% chance of precipitation. High 38, which is what we're at. Down to 28 this evening. Up into the freezing point tomorrow, down to around 25. 90% chance of precipitation. 40% early, and then 90% late with that 1 to 3 inches that could come our way and carry into Thursday morning. Thursday's high at 30, down to 20. We're currently at 37 on ESPN 93.5.
We don't know all the results, but we know by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
If you can imagine an economy where every job has dignity, where people are paid a livable wage, and where everyone has a real chance to thrive, then this campaign is for you.
The people of the United States are sick and tired of a massive level of income and wealth inequality. They don't want tax breaks for billionaires.
In the summer, they kept saying, is she going to make it through the summer? And then debate after debate after debate. And all I can say is we are here and we are strong.
I'm ready to get my new nickname, the former President Trump.
Okay, there they are. All going. The whole point of Iowa is to launch to New Hampshire. The whole point of Iowa is to gain momentum. That's it. Just to say, hey, there's your front runner for a whole week. They won Iowa. They won Iowa. They won Iowa. And it's just, and now it's going to be, well, Bernie was going to win. They took that away from him again. If Bernie doesn't win this, it's going to be just meltdown. So we'll see. It is New Hampshire week from today, and I think everybody will eventually forget about this. But yikes. Wow. Okay, we caught up with somebody I really respect. And I wanted to make sure you heard this. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is Revolution. It's KT McFarland. How are you?
Stevie, it's great to be back on with you. I missed you.
I am such a fan. I mean, it's just like, if I had 4 hours, I would be the most compelling interviewer for 4 hours because, KT, you know everything. You know everything. And as president,
I know where a lot of bodies are buried.
Listen, it's exactly right. You've been around Washington pretty much your whole adult life, and I am a fan. And I told you if I was going to be president, you're going to be my Secretary of State. So
I think I accepted the job.
I think you did. Okay, the book is Revolution. You came into the Trump White House, then the thing fell apart with the General Flynn thing. Have you ever seen, because you've been around and you look like you're 30, but you've been around 4 or 5 decades in Washington. Talk to me about, have you ever seen anything, what has transpired in the last 3 years?
No, I mean, I was there for the Reagan Revolution, which I think was similar, but nothing as intense as this. And, I mean, I'm a card-carrying member of the Republican establishment and the foreign policy world, and I thought they had made such mistakes in the last 15 and 20 years that I quit the Republican Party of old and I joined Trump's revolution because I think he really was ready to to reorient American foreign policy away from the Middle East and towards Asia, where it belongs. And also, he was going to fix the economy. And so I won my bet. I think he's done a very good job at all of those things. But what I didn't anticipate was the amount of blowback and pushback from official Washington.
But why the vitriol? I know there was hate. There's been hate for every president, I suppose.
This is nothing.
I mean, they really couldn't get over Hillary was going to win 99% likely, and they just, it was a screaming from the beginning, impeachment from the beginning. It's just unbelievable, the vitriol and hate.
Yeah, I walked into the President-elect Trump, during the transition, appointed me Deputy National Security Advisor right after he appointed General Flynn National Security Advisor. And I walked into the Washington headquarters for the transition, the one that the government provides no matter who wins the election. And it was a huge office building with room for, I don't know, 2,000 people, 3,000 people. And I walked in, and it was a ghost town. And every desk was there with a computer next to it and a little cubicle. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this was built for Hillary Clinton. The day after the election, there would have been 3,000 people here, each at a desk, all ready to have a seamless transition from Obama to Clinton. And what happened was that, you know, there were a handful of us. And that's when it really struck me that there were probably 2,000 or 3,000 people, at least, who hated Donald Trump, who thought that those jobs should belong to them. That thought Hillary Clinton was going to be president and Bill Clinton was going to be the first gentleman. And they were wrong. And that is what I think we've gone through in the last 3 years, is that it's Washington so angry that the American people would dare try to throw them out of office and out of power and out of privilege, that they've been fighting back from the very beginning. And I think tonight you'll see that Trump wins. He'll win the impeachment effort. The impeachment effort was their last stand. Mm. And it's not going to work.
What's the ramification going to be from all this? Firstly, General Flynn, will he survive? I'm so sorry about what he's gone through.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think he was in, to a certain extent, over his. It was a job he wasn't well prepared for, but they targeted him right from the beginning. They came after me. I mean, I hadn't even met any Russians, Stevie, and they came after me anyway. And at the end, I got the impression they wanted me to plead guilty to a crime I didn't commit. And I said no. But I think that others, you know, it's an enormous, what people don't understand is that you rack up hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees, which you have to have a tough lawyer to fight the entire government. And none of that's reimbursed. So people have gone bankrupt, and people have committed, just to get off of the bankruptcy of it for their whole families. I think they pleaded guilty to crimes they didn't commit just to have it be over.
What will people get with Revolution? What are they going to find from K.T. McFarland's last couple of years of writing intensely about everything?
Well, I was so traumatized by the end of the Mueller investigation, I went off and wrote a book, and I tried to make sense of it all. And so the first part of the book is why I supported Trump and the thinking behind the foreign policy, the America First, Make America Great Again. The second part is going to Washington and seeing the administrative forces, the bureaucratic state, the media, the professional special interest group people fight back against Trump, and including the Mueller investigation. And then the final part, though, is that when I went off to try to make sense of it, Stevie, I realized, wait a minute, this is actually a good thing, because as miserable as it is to go through this period, we'll come out of the end of it and we'll be a much better nation, that we have, in fact, gone through these political revolutions, grassroots political revolutions, change of governments, every 40 years or so. And it's because, really from the very beginning, from the American Revolution, and it's because government by its nature sticks in power and they want to preserve their power and privileges. And the rest of the country moves on. We're constantly evolving demographically, economically, geographically, and government just can't keep up. They're not nimble enough. And so every 40 years or so, we throw the bums out. And that's what we're doing now.
Is Donald Trump going to win again?
Yes. Yeah, I do think he wins.
Okay.
And I think that what you're seeing in the Democrats, where they're embracing socialism and whatever they're embracing, the loony left, I think it's also a reaction to reject the establishment. They're just going in the other direction.
I can't wait to talk again. I can't wait to see you on all the interviews coming up. I'm a fan. I'm excited about your book. Can't wait to read it. You're the best. So great to talk to you again.
We'll do it again, Stevie.
Thanks,
We're
KT.
We're not going to be strangers.
Appreciate you. Thanks so much. KT McFarland, been one of the country's most prominent conservative foreign policy experts for, you know, four decades. She was part of the Donald Trump administration starting out, part of the, you know, General Flynn, and then the Mueller report, and then she holed up. I tried to reach her and actually did via email, and she said, hey, let me get the book done, and I can't wait to get back on. Her book is Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT McFarland, ESPN 93.5. All right, we go to our morning sports at 8:15.
When it comes to top 25 basketball, Baylor on top. There's been a record 7 teams to take that top slot. Gonzaga at number 2, then Kansas, number 4, San Diego State and Louisville. Dayton, number 7, Duke, Florida State, and number 9 is Maryland. That's who we'll be facing on Friday at 7 at the State Farm Center. And we're doing ticket giveaways here on ESPN 93.5. Or if you pop by at Jet's Pizza at the Brown Barn location, Springfield and Mattis, or the campus location near Neal and Green. You can put your name in the box. Try to win tickets to the last 3 home games, which is really cool. Number 10 is Villanova, Kentucky at 15. Number 16 is Michigan State hosting number 22 Penn State tonight. Number 17 is Iowa, and the Illini bumped down to number 20, but still in the top 20. I'm taking that. We also have Ohio State and Michigan in action tonight. Another trend ending story is about the Kansas City Chiefs, of course, winning and going on for a parade at 11:30 tomorrow. School and their legislative sessions have been closed down so everybody can celebrate the Chiefs. We also had some NHL action tonight. Carolina is at St. Louis to take on the Blues. Willie Wood died at the age of 83 of natural causes. Stevie, I don't know if you remember him as a football player, but that's another story that's trending. Also, Houston Astros have James Click to replace James Luhnow, now in the general manager role. And Seattle Mariners' Marco Gonzalez deal will go through 2024 with $30 million and a club option as part of that negotiation. NBA had the Dallas Mavericks over the Pacers. That final was 112-103. That's sports.
Okay.
I'm Diane Ducey.
All right, and again, big old Kansas City rally tomorrow. I don't know what the weather and Kansas City will be, but they don't care.
Right.
You got to get out there. Mm-hmm. What fun is that going to be for Kansas City? The Chiefs are champions again after 50 years. The last time that happened was the first term of Richard Nixon. It was a long time ago. I remember the team, too. Lynn Dawson was the quarterback. Hank Stram was the coach. They had a guy named Otis Taylor, which is a phenomenal wide receiver, but it was a very good Kansas City Chief team. I think the Chiefs were in the first Super Bowl with Green Bay and got beat pretty bad.
That's right.
But
so back to 1967 for that
one. Now, happy for them. And again, Fighting Illini. They play Maryland on Friday night. Be listening here. I'll have a few tickets to give away. It's a sellout.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Friday night game. What's the tip? That's 7 o'clock, I believe.
Yes, it is.
And then Tuesday night when we host Michigan State, that is an 8 o'clock tip. So that'll keep me up past my bedtime. And again,
I wanted to congratulate Elise Knutson.
Oh, we didn't do that. Elise Knutson just scored her 1,820th point.
Brian Cardinal's record was 1,812 points, and he was in the house in the Rocket Center.
Coming
back to visit.
I don't know where that is an all-time girls basketball stars in a career in Illinois. I'd have to think that's a top tenner.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a bunch of points. And I'm not sure what her college plans are, but I'm sure she'll have an opportunity to play on if she's scoring, if she's that prolific of a scorer. So, Elise Knutson?
Yes.
That's pretty exciting. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Cloudy and windy. High 38, low 28. 20% chance of precipitation. Windy. Gusts as high as 27 miles per hour. Tomorrow's high right around the freezing point, down to around 25 with a 90% chance of snow showers, especially later, and 1 to 3 inches being mentioned. That carries into Thursday's forecast. High 30, low 20. On the weekend, we're up to 35 by Sunday with partly cloudy conditions. Right now, we're at 37 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, and again, State of the Union is tonight. President Trump will address the nation 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern. As I'm certainly hoping it stays above the fray of impeachment, just talks about economy, jobs, how America's doing. It's State of the Union. Lift me up is what I'm rooting for here. Mm-hmm. 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investor sentiment has improved after China's central bank infused cash into the economy there to help it recover from the impact of the coronavirus. OPEC is debating cutting production in response to weaker demand for oil. American Airlines is now suspending flights to Hong Kong through February 20th. Casinos in the resort destination of Macau have been shut down for 2 weeks because of the coronavirus. Tesla shares top $900 in pre-market trading after closing at a record yesterday. Analyst Bill Selesky at Argus Research is seeing strong demand for Tesla's cars. But Garrett Nelson of CFRA is predicting Tesla shares will slip to $440 over the next year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Pelhammer Reports, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving through the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Pelhammer Reports, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
ESPN 93.5. That's what she said. That's what she said. 2020 is coming up. We're going to talk about it right now. Jeanette Jerzyk, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
And now what do I do? What do I do to see this on February 22nd?
That's
Do guys go to this?
Absolutely. Please come see That's What She Said. We love the men's.
Uh-huh.
Supporting the women's.
That's right.
So tickets are available at the Virginia Theater's website and box office, mm-hmm. thevirginia.org. There's all this great information at shesaidproject.org. You can get all the scoop. There's a lot going on, Stevie.
How did this start?
So That's What She Said started back in 2013. Three amazing women here in our community, Jill Pierce, Carrie Rosso, and Casey Wakefield, had this vision that they were going to create an opportunity for women to share stories to make the world a better place for their daughters. And it started as a one-night performance at Krannert, and it grew into a number of different events and different venues. And we're going into our sixth year here in Champaign-Urbana. Our sixth show will be at the Virginia Theater now. And I've been directing the show since 2015.
Wow. Oh, man, director too here.
Got That's you. Right.
That's awesome. Okay, so who's involved? Give me the names.
Okay, so this year, you will see on stage sharing their personal stories, Sally K. Carter, Angie Franklin, Michelle Gonzalez, Sue and Catherine Gray, doing a mother-daughter duo.
Ooh, nice.
Barbara Headland, an amazing cellist here in town.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Kelly Hill, who everybody adores.
Oh, yeah.
Bridget Kao. Mariah Madison, who I cannot wait for you guys to see this woman. She is a very young, she's a powerhouse. She's got so much going on. She's doing amazing things. And Kelly Ryan, bringing the house down.
Awesome. Okay, and again, they share their story.
Right.
Is it scripted?
It is, but it's their personal story.
Okay.
So they've been working really hard, developing their story, you know, practicing.
Good.
When they go
All
on
right.
stage, it is rehearsed, but mm-hmm. it is still their personal life story.
Now, because we have two ladies, I know I saw it yesterday or last year, the two lady mayors kind of helped introduce the act. Or?
We were so honored to have Deb Finan and State's Attorney Julia Reed on stage last
That's
year.
Right.
Absolutely. We love to share all the stories, you know, the funny ones, the tragic ones. But we also want to represent the entire community. We want women of diverse backgrounds, different ages, different life experiences. Mm. You know, we're looking to explore all the experiences that a woman has in life.
It's Jeanette Jerzyk. We're talking about That's What She Said 2020. It's coming up Saturday, February 22nd. Tickets are $40, can be purchased at the box office. What should men know about women?
Well, if men don't know enough about the women in their lives, they should come see the show, because we tear away all of the surface, the small talk, and we get really into the core of women's experiences. This show is very intimate. Mm-hmm. We call it like the party after the party, where, you know, the shoes come off, the hair comes down, the wine flows, and you're telling those stories, you know, to your real true friends. We try to give it that level
of guys will get some insight.
Yes, yeah. They absolutely will, to learn about what makes women tick. But what brings women together?
Yeah.
It's really an empowering bringing together of women to listen with compassion. It's just as important to be in the audience as it is to be on that stage.
Another thing that was a surprise to me last year was the impact of traveling outside of our country and helping other people.
That's
Talk
right.
about that.
So the She Said Project has a number of different initiatives I'd love to share with you. But the one Diane's mentioning is the She Said Soul Journey. We've actually organized or inspired now 7 different mission trips to God's Littlest Angels Orphanage in Haiti.
Mm.
And so we have been able to bring supplies and provide hours and hours of labor and support for that orphanage. And also we've given back proceeds from the show. Now, every year we like to match ourselves with different community groups mm-hmm. that receive some of that benefit and support from partnering with That's What She Said. So nice. This year we're really excited. Women United of United Way mm-hmm. Is our charity partner. And so they'll receive a percentage of the ticket sales and also some love and support from the She Said ladies.
Mm-hmm.
We're also really happy to be partnered again with the Junior League of Champaign-Urbana.
Yay.
They are hosting the after party. So the night doesn't end when the curtain comes down.
Yeah.
There is an after party just down the street at Neal Street Blues,
nice.
Hosted by the Junior League.
Sounds like a big night.
Wow.
You do a podcast too, Jeanette. Jeanette Jerzyk does a podcast, and you're pretty lively. Where can people hear that?
So we're really excited. We partnered with Illinois Public Media and launched the She Said Project podcast just back in October so that we could share the stories from the She Said stage with an even larger audience. So you can go to the WILL website. There's mm-hmm. a page with all the episodes streaming. But guess what? You can actually listen to the She Said Project podcast anywhere you podcast. Google, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify.
Oh, good.
Search for the She Said Project and subscribe.
Okay, Jeanette, I hope it goes wonderfully. Hope you have the biggest crowd yet. And again, it's coming up on Saturday, February 22nd. That's What She Said 2020.
Presented by Sterling Wealth Management.
And who's Sterling Wealth Management? I've never heard of Sterling Wealth Management.
They're an amazing financial advisory firm in downtown Champaign.
I never heard of them. They need to advertise. I've never heard of them.
Sharon Allen is an amazing advocate for women and women's stories.
Sterling, and it's a woman-owned...
That is correct.
Okay, so Sterling, I want to... how do you spell that? S-T...
I want to find...
E-R...
S-T-E-R-L-I-N-G. And Sharon Allen is... All has right. just been announced the award winner of the Athena Award.
Well, good
the
for her.
Nice.
We're glad you got that in there, and I want her to get credit. Sterling Wealth Management. Okay, Jeanette, hope it goes well.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. ESPN 93.5.
You're moving into a new neighborhood. It's important to make a good first impression. Is this what you want move-in day to be? The professional movers at Two Men in a Truck know your new neighbors are watching. From their kitchen window, they're sizing you up. Make a good first impression. Hire professional movers that are background checked and drug tested. TwoMenChampaign.com. That's a smart move.
Have you considered becoming a mentor? Right now is the perfect time through Big Brothers Big Sisters. The time commitment is small, but the impact is big. Children on our wait list enjoy playing sports, going out to eat, going to the movies, or just taking a walk in the park. If you've considered becoming a mentor through Big Brothers Big Sisters, please call our office at 355-2227 or check us out on Facebook at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Visit bbbscil.org.
All right, it is 8:29. We're going to talk with Lee Richardson. I always like talking to Lee Richardson. Lee Richardson spent her educational and professional career learning human behavior. Her book is titled Brain On, Game On. Turn your brain on to get your game on. And we'll touch base with her coming up from the Brain Performance Center. Lee Richardson coming up here in just a few moments. Pretty unbelievable news about no results in Iowa. No results. I mean, nothing even trickling in. They just had a major snafu. And imagine being in Iowa for 18 months for the springboard of being well-received and even winning Iowa the caucus. And it's an unusual style anyway, where they just get in a room and they all kind of congregate in a circle, in a corner. And if you have 15%, you're a viable delegate possibility. And if you don't, you have to merge with something. It was just an unbelievable process in Iowa. And yet this morning, they know nothing. I mean, they know nothing. Pete Buttigieg saying this. Pete Buttigieg essentially claimed victory, which I don't quite understand. How do you do that?
We don't know all the results. But we know by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
Yeah, I don't know how he could say that, because they have no, he says we don't know all the results. They don't have any results. There's nothing that has trickled out. And they're scrambling in Iowa. And everybody, by the way, is in New Hampshire this morning. They've gone that way. All right, 8:30, ESPN 93.5.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. After months, in some cases more than a year of campaigning there, the Democrats' Iowa caucus results are delayed. The plan was to release raw count totals for the first time and use a new app for reporting the numbers by precinct.
Some precinct captains reported trouble downloading and logging into the app. The Iowa Democratic Party said the data they did end up receiving showed inconsistencies, and they had to review the paper trail for accuracy.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal in Des Moines, Iowa. More than 20,000 cases and 427 deaths are now reported in China from the new coronavirus spreading there.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus urging cooperation.
The only way we will defeat this outbreak is for all countries to work together in a spirit of solidarity.
The White House says China has agreed to allow U.S. health experts into the country as part of a World Health Organization team.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. America's listening to Fox News.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. We're kind of keeping our eyes on the forecast. Chance of 1 to 3 inches falling tomorrow. Our high today should be around that 37-degree mark. That's kind of where we are now, but temperatures will be dropping through the afternoon. It'll get down to about 30. And then snow, perhaps, coming in tomorrow, 1 to 3 possible. I didn't think it was 5 to 7 yesterday, so much better. Thursday, chance of a few flurries in the morning. Friday, just cloudy. Saturday, cloudy. Sunday, sunny. It's up to 35 by Sunday. But whatever falls will be on the ground for a few days. But heck, it's February already. February 4th, ESPN 93.5. State of the Union tonight, 8 o'clock. Donald Trump will address members of Congress. And here's hoping there's nothing about impeachment. I would advise the president to say, listen, let's just talk about all the stuff that you want to tout. You've got the microphone. You've got America watching. Lift me up tonight. Don't talk about the fake news. Don't talk about hoax. Don't do any of that. This is a high-level deal. Lift up the country. Talk about your accomplishments. That's what I would recommend. I would not say don't do anything regarding impeachment. That's what I'd tell him to do. Now, again, everybody knows you don't tell Donald Trump to do anything he doesn't want to do, and ultimately it's his call, but I'm hoping his instincts kick in and says, shake Mike Pence's hand, shake Nancy Pelosi's hand, do your thing, lift them up, leave them there, don't go down that low with them, and just highbrow the whole thing. That's what I would do. I would tell him, do not call fake news. Do not say hoax. Do not talk about the impeachment. Leave it there. You're acquitted tomorrow. It's all over.
and you move on and just let the Democrats say he lied. Just let them do that. That's what they're going to say no matter what you say anyway. I mean, after that amazingly poignant and compelling Alice Johnson Super Bowl commercial where she, in her own words, talked about being released after giving a life sentence for a nonviolent drug deal. Nobody died. And she was given a life sentence, and Donald Trump commuted that and got her out. And she's thinking, I want to thank Donald John Trump. I'm so happy I hugged my family. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And Democratic Party tweeted out, he's lying. Who's lying, Alice? Anyway, just stay on the high road. That's what I would tell him to do. And the Pete Buttigieg claiming victory kind of reminded me of another oldie but goodie.
We don't know all the results. But we know by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
We're going to California,
oh, yeah,
and Texas, and New York, and we're going to South Dakota, and Oregon, and Washington, and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Classic. Howard Dean. I don't even know the year. Was that 88? It was a long time ago when Dr. Howard Dean was jacked about Iowa. And that's what he said. And the crowd was going nuts. And I get it. He got swallowed up in the moment. But it's still pretty funny to recall. So here's where the problems go. And people are going to move on. It's New Hampshire. They didn't get the bounce. It's over. There's no really any reason. The only reason you do Iowa is to get a bounce. It's not the 41 delegates. That's measly compared to the 2,000 Democrat needs. So it's to get that leap to New Hampshire. Carry the big mo. Probably hurt Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren the most, hoping they'd, you know, surprise and win, and then they'd be the leader for a week in the headlines. Now it's turmoil. Now they don't know what's going on in Des Moines. Now they got to figure it out and deal with whatever. And so that's gonna be just a different dynamic as they normally have following an Iowa victory. So we'll see how it goes. If Bernie Sanders does not win Iowa, because all the arrows are pointing to a big Bernie night, you know what's going to happen. They're going to say, you're doing it again to me. We know what happened with Hillary Clinton. Bernie was totally, totally snuffed. And Bernie, this time, his supporters, they'll be outraged because they totally expected to win last night. And they took away the springboard. Well, they give him the delegates. If he doesn't win Iowa, there's going to be a lot of grumbling and a lot of problems with a potential split in that party. Okay. Deep brain stimulation has helped thousands of people battle Parkinson's disease for decades. In recent years, doctors have started using it for other things like epilepsy and obsessive-compulsive disorder. Now they're hoping to use it to treat one of America's biggest current crisis, which is addiction. Joining me now from the Brain Performance Center, it's Lee Richardson. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for your book.
You're welcome.
It's Turn Your Brain On to Get Your Game On, and it's by Lee Richardson. You can buy it everywhere. And I'm looking at this thing, and I've got it in my hands, and it's a beautiful book and good work.
Thank you so much. You know, I talk about addiction a little bit in there, and because it truly is a big problem that we're facing as a society, and we've got to start to look at some way to just bring it into proportion.
Well, how? First of all, there's billions of things, synapses, and all those things I don't understand. How can we possibly understand the full capability of our brain?
You know, it's very hard to grasp. And get this, Dee, every second your brain takes in 11 million bits of data. Only the most that you can process on a conscious level is 40 bits. Mm. So the rest of it go, where does it go? It goes to our subconscious. You know, so to answer your question, it's unlimited. Our brain is amazing. When you think about this 3-pound organ and everything that it does, it truly is amazing.
So you think that this is for real? There's something we can do to help fight addiction based on what we can put in our brains?
Well, I know that I use neurofeedback in my practice every day, And there are studies that go back to 1989 that show that neural feedback can change the way the brain is wiring and firing. And something like in the 2005, UCLA put out a great study on how neural feedback works, but something like deep brain stimulation really takes it up a notch. And it's when you think about it, it's like a pacemaker for your heart. They're going to put a little electrode in your skull that's going to send signals. Now, that's pretty scary to some of us. Quite honestly, it's scary to me a little bit. But when you've been through dark drug rehab 20, 30 times, and you feel like there's just no hope for you, it certainly becomes less scary.
But so somebody's putting a brain implant in now to neural stimulate the right things to keep me from being so addicted. That's what you're telling me, right?
Well, I'm changing that electrode is changing the way the brain's wiring and firing that will make you less addicted.
Wow.
Because there's a part of the brain, the reward center, that they're targeting. And if you can calm that brain down, then you go from I like it to I want it to I need it.
Yeah.
And when you hit that need state, you've got a problem.
That's pretty exciting stuff. So is it, who's doing this thing? Where do I go to say, put it in?
Put me in, Coach.
Yeah.
Well, it's not quite, they're doing the first study that's been done in the United States, and it's at the West Virginia University. And there's only 4 people in the study. So it's not something that's commonly available. Studies have been done in the UK, so it's not, it's something that we've touched on. But it's not commonly available, and I don't think we have enough experience with it to really know how applicable it will be for common day life. What's the time requirement? How often do you have to go in? How often do they have to mess with that electrode? And I think that's what we're trying to figure out. Is it a realistic solution?
How do I, last question, Lee Richardson, turn your brain on to get your game on is the book. How do I grow my brain muscle? How do I get smarter?
Well, just like you grow any muscle, you exercise it. I think that learning new things, they say one of the best things to do for the brain is to learn a new language. But it doesn't have to be that complex. You drive to work the same way every day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tell me
about
five
in a totally different way.
No, man, I'll lose my way. What? Next thing you're gonna tell me is don't use a calculator for my checkbook. Come on, Lee, stop it.
exercise that brain.
Yeah.
Challenge it. You brush your teeth with your right hand. Brush your teeth with your left
hand. That's awesome. Somebody a long time ago, like 30 years ago, said if you want to exercise your brain muscle, make sure you talk. Make sure that you do math, which I found fascinating. And it was, I can see the talking part and the math part. And, of course, my brain forgot the third thing, so I need help.
Right.
I need ginkgo biloba. Does ginkgo biloba work, Lee?
There you go.
Does for some people.
Okay, listen, thanks for your time. I hope you sell a lot of books, and it's always a pleasure having you on from the Brain Performance Center, Lee.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Lee Richardson, L-E-I-G-H. Yeah, there's so much in the brain that we're probably not using.
Yes.
Yeah. But, if you think about making your brain think and how much is automatic, changing the route to go in and out and back and forth would certainly be different.
And how we used to know everybody's phone number by heart.
Now we just look
in the phone.
No, you just click
even
on your...
Even having trouble with my kids' numbers.
No,
recently.
if you never dial them.
Right.
Well, my Aunt Martha, my great Aunt Martha, had the best line ever. And I was a young guy, and I said, Aunt Martha, I'm so sorry, I just forgot. And she looked at me and said, well, you got so much up in there. That was the nicest thing. Instead of, oh, man, can't you remember,
Exactly.
That was the best comeback ever.
You got so good.
We got a lot of stuff up there.
Yes, we do.
How do you get it smart? I think reading, and that was the third thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was reading, talking, and math.
Mm-hmm.
And math is the one I was surprised about. But it makes sense. But have you ever met somebody that isn't very smart that reads a lot? No. Reading is the key, I think, to intellect. You just got to read, and then when you're done, read a little more. And I'm, you know, this is a side thing. I think the whole ACT experience as a junior in high school is all tied to reading.
Mm-hmm.
The really, really good scores are people that read. Sports coming up.
Trent Meacham, Executive Relationship Director, Cozad Asset Management.
As a former Illini and professional basketball player, I understand the importance of preparing a game plan in order to gain an advantage on the court. We take the same approach with clients to help them establish an advantageous financial plan in any economic condition. Please give me a call as I'd love to visit with you. Thanks and go Illini.
Securities offered through M Holdings Securities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Cozad Asset Management, Inc. Cozad Asset Management is independently owned and operated.
Okay, quarter tail. So, John, Howard Dean was when?
So it says on January 19th, 2004, Dean's campaign suffered a staggering blow in the last-minute surge by rivals John Kerry and John Edwards led to a disappointing third-place finish for Dean in the 2004 Iowa Democratic Caucus.
Okay, all right.
Caucuses.
So I thought it was
We're going to South Dakota!
A long time ago,
and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Dean's loud outburst in public address that night was widely rebroadcast and portrayed in the media as a gaffe that ended his campaign.
Yeah!
And then all the late night comedians.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
Conan,
yeah.
Dave Chappelle.
No, he was putting a spin.
On Letterman.
He was putting a spin on what was actually a disappointing night.
Rah!
Okay, all right, I get it. All right, let's jump to our morning sports at 8:46.
Rocket Nation is abuzz with Elise Knutson, 1,812 points. Brian Cardinal, who has been in the NBA 12 seasons, she broke that record.
Yep.
And got 23 points and 5 rebounds in the Unity win over Monticello, 53-43 yesterday. Way to go, Elise. Also, top 25 has come out. A record 7 teams have been in that number 1 slot. It's the Baylor Bears, then Gonzaga, Kansas, number 4, San Diego State, and Louisville. Duke at number 7. Number 9 is Maryland. A big jump, 6 spots. In fact, they'll host Rutgers tonight. Also on the courts, number 22, Penn State, at number 16, Michigan State. Ohio State is at Michigan. Iowa is number 17, and our Illini number 20. The Illini will be facing Maryland on Friday at 7. NHL action, Carolina in St. Louis to take on the Blues. And in NBA action, we had Dallas over the Pacers, 112-103. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Well, House managers say their evidence was overwhelming, undeniable in impeachment. And the closing arguments are over. Now they talk some more today. And then they vote tomorrow. And the only suspense is how many Democrats will vote for an acquittal for Donald Trump on this impeachment. And the bet is up to 3 Democrats will join the Republicans. And it might be a Republican that vote. I doubt it. I think you had 2 Republicans want witnesses, but I don't think Mitt Romney would vote for a removal. I don't think. I don't know about Susan Collins. Lisa Murkowski has already said she's not going to vote to remove from office. So you've got, you know, Joe Manchin, West Virginia, who's in a deep, dark red state. He's a Democrat. I don't know why. But he's not going to vote to remove the president. So you're going to have a bipartisan vote, just like you did in the House, against impeachment. It was bipartisan. Democrats, some Democrats voting no. And then in the Senate, you're going to have, because if Joe Manchin steps up and says, you know, we should remove him from office, he's going to lose the Senate seat, which is up this year. He's in a red state with a 40-point Trump advantage. The governor switched from Democrat to Republican. It's a red state. So if he wants to lose his job, he'll vote to impeach, and he's not going to do it. And then you got the guy down in Georgia, Jones, Senator Jones, and then the woman out in Arizona, all in a very tight race, and they're just not going to vote for removal. So you're going to have probably 56 do not remove. They need 67 to remove, and they're just far 20 senators short. So that'll be tomorrow, 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 Central, and that whole impeachment. At least this episode will be over.
And some folks texting into 359-2255 saying, will President Trump in his State of the Union address bring up this impeachment prospect? Will he bring up this Iowa craziness of last night?
I just would totally talk about what the economy is doing, jobs are doing, highlight some heroes that are sitting up with the First Lady. I would totally lift me up. Totally 100%. Don't go there. Do that at your rally. Don't do that at the State of the Union. That's what I tell them.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Yeah, maybe it won't be as bad as we thought. Here's your weather.
High 38, low 28, cloudy and windy today, 20% chance of precipitation, late snow expected, maybe 1 to 3 inches. We've got a high 31 for tomorrow, down to around 25. We could see morning snow showers on Thursday, high 30, low 20, up to around the freezing point Friday and Saturday, up to 35 by Sunday. Monday, we're towards 40 with rain in the forecast. Right now, the temperature's at 37. It's windy with those northwesterly gusts at 21 miles per hour. ESPN 93.5.
Get back every penny you earn this tax season with My TurboTax from Busey. The program guides you every step of the way with special help for first-time users. Plus, your information is imported directly from Busey eBank, making it easier than ever to file the most accurate data. Don't delay. Get started on your maximum refund today. Visit Busey.com, log into eBank, and click on My TurboTax. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
All right, ESPN 93.5, the Illini play again Friday night, a sellout against Maryland, 7 o'clock Friday night game. I've said it yesterday, I don't think that's ever happened. A Big Ten opponent in on a Friday night. But now, you know, it's just whatever night they play. The Big Ten, I think, virtually plays darn near every night now.
Yeah.
Just a different schedule. We have three good games tonight. And it's so fun. You know what's fun is that I care.
Right.
Because Illinois is tied for first now in the Big Ten. So now it's jostling at the top. And it's been a good 6 or 7 years since I even looked because I knew I wasn't.
Right.
So now it's like, ooh, if they win and they win and they win. And
right.
I think Rutgers at
Maryland.
I think that Rutgers is really good.
Rutgers is hosting Maryland.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I thought it was at Maryland.
I have it down.
Well, if Rutgers is hosting, they'll have a chance.
And it's all in the same neighborhood, right? All on the East
Coast.
It is,
but you're going to have all Maryland people at the if it's at Maryland. Anyway, whatever it is, when we go to Penn State and Rutgers, that's going to be really hard. That's going to be really, really challenging because these are up and coming as well.
Rutgers at Maryland, 6 o'clock.
Oh, so at Maryland.
Okay. College Park.
Okay, so I would say Maryland will win that. But Rutgers and Penn State are kind of like the Illini this year. A little surprising, but really, really fun to watch. And they don't know any better. They're not supposed to do this. So they've really built their programs. The Big Ten is so good. It is so fun.
Ohio State's at Michigan, and we have number 22, Penn State at Michigan State.
Yeah, but Penn State will give them. I'm telling you. What's Michigan State ranked now?
At number 16.
Okay. All right. And the top ranked Big Ten team, now Maryland at number 9. The Illini dropped just a spot to 20 after our road win. No, our win against Minnesota, then we lost at Iowa. Okay. So we dropped one spot, but still I think it's pretty solid there in the top 20. And then some big games coming up. I mean, home Maryland, home Michigan State. Then I think we go to Rutgers and Penn State. This is no night off. Used to be kind of had a cup of tea and go out there and beat them and come home. It's just every night. I think at Northwestern's going to be hard. It's just every game's hard. All right, we'll keep track of the whole Iowa thing. We'll talk to Ed Martin from St. Louis tomorrow from the Eagle Forum. We love talking to him on Wednesdays.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you, Diane Ducey. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, 10:30 this morning, Rosati's Pizza. If you want to win a $30 voucher to Rosati's, just go to ghoststever.com. GhostSteever.com during the Jeremy Warner Show. We'll light it up at 10:30, and you have to be there at 10:30. Hit accept. You'll get $30 to go enjoy some of the best pizza you'll ever eat at Rosati. These are $30 vouchers. You'll have to use it within 7 days. You'll have to tell me what you thought of your experience after. And that's how the Stever works. I give you money, you spend it and keep it. And people say, what? What? So get registered. You still have time. I'm not doing it till 10:30. So go to ghoststever.com, register so you can be standing by during the Jeremy Warner program at 10:30 to go accept and enjoy. And then you take your phone in, it'll pop up on your phone and all done very conveniently for you. GhostSteever, 10:30, Rosati's Pizza, enjoy. Okay, we'll be back tomorrow for our Wednesday show. Thank you so much. Jeremy's next. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Tuesday.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. And Doug.
What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal. No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger. No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
I'm Troy Lanz. At Lanz, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-8 same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and comfort club maintenance plans, you can count on Lanz to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Flowers and romance, a perfect combination. February 14th is Valentine's Day. Show that person you love and respect how special they are with flowers from the Blossom Basket Florist. Roses are the true message of love and will put a smile on that special someone's face, and she'll know that she is loved. Visit the Blossom Basket Florist, 1002 North Cunningham Avenue in Urbana, or at the Village at the Crossing at the corner of Windsor and Duncan Road in Champaign. Call 367-ROSE or visit online at blossombasket.com.
Hi, folks. What's on your agenda for Friday, February 7th, 2020? We would love to have you join us as a box dweller for our One Winter Night community awareness event. Our goal this year is challenging, but we feel with your support, we can reach our $350,000 goal. So get your church, business, friends, or small group together and email me, rob@cuathome.us, to join the team today. To sign up for One Winter Night, please visit www.cuathome.us and get a new perspective on what it would be like to be homeless in Champaign.
After finally getting up his nerve to ask out the girl of his dreams, David has managed to book a reservation at the most swanky restaurant in town. Valentine's Day finally arrives. David is ready to sweep her off her feet. That is, if he can get his car out of the garage. Looks like David's dead car battery isn't the only thing he's going to need to patch up.
Seriously?
Don't be like David. Stop in at Interstate All Battery Center in Champaign on North Mattis Avenue or give them a call at 217-355-4855. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Hey kids, want to hear a scary story? It was a dark and stormy night, and suddenly, from out of nowhere, a noise. It was a company's hard drive failing after being struck by an IT disaster. Kids? Where'd you go?
It might not sound scary, but over 90% of small businesses fail within 2 years after being struck by an IT disaster. Let Area-Wide Technologies in Champaign design a recovery plan for you. Give them a call at 359-8041.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Hey, so how are things going with Paul?
Okay. I feel like
like sometimes he doesn't even know I exist.
Ugh, I hate that. It's almost Valentine's Day, too.
I wish he'd get me some flowers. That would be special.
No, he's a keeper if he gets you flowers from Blossom Basket.
I know, right? Blossom Basket has so many different choices, and they're all beautiful. And he wouldn't even have to break the bank to get them for me.
It's decided. Blossom Basket or bust.
Blossom Basket Florist in Urbana at 1002 North Cunningham Avenue and the Village at the Crossing, corner of Windsor and Duncan Roads in Champaign.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-384-7878. 800-384-7878. 800-384-7878.
You're listening to WSJK.